Hello.
Hello, I'm looking to speak with Silvio.
Who is this?
My name is George, calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything, I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
I'll for sure vote.
Thank you for taking my call. What is your age?
31.
And just to be sure, we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Latin.
And please rate your level of motivation for vote next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are really motivated to vote. You could choose in 0 and 10.
8.5.
Okay. Regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I guess Independent.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied to satisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Right in the middle, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay. Would you lean towards satisfied or dissatisfied?
I guess dissatisfied, yeah.
And what specifically makes you say that?
Issues like the whole, let's say, the whole LGBTQ shit with the people believe in that there's another gender and fucking, yeah, it's crazy, man, yeah.
Issues with the LGBTQ?
Yeah, mainly like the whole trans movement, really.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, which of the following issue are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Please choose two. Here's the first one. Protecting our democracy and freedom. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Immigration and border security. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. Healthcare. Criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, inflation, and the economy. Standing up and fighting.
Okay. Yeah, that's for sure. The economy, inflation, and the economy.
Okay. And what would be your second choice? You said inflation and the economy, and I have also standing up and fighting against racial discrimination or gun regulations and reform. Crime and violence, or climate change and the environmental issues, or improving K through 12 public school education.
What were the first ones again?
Protecting our democracy and freedoms. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Immigration and border security. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or healthcare. Cost or criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable.
And you said one of them was crime, right? Crime something?
Yes.
Criminal. Yeah, they're especially here in California, man, I got a lot of issues with how they don't do anything about the criminals here. I had someone. Do my Cali converter, And the cops caught him in the act and didn't do shit. They let him out the next morning. So I'm very disappointed with how we go about the law.
Do you want me to mark down for you crime and violence or criminal justice reform?
Crime and violence, yeah.
Okay. Moving along, and thank you again for your patience. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'd say I strongly disapprove.
And in your own opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
It still has a little bleeding to do, so it's getting worse for sure. Yeah.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think it really has to do with culture, so I don't think we really need any reform there. It's definitely cultural. We got to change the culture if we want to change, like, the behaviors. That doesn't really come up. Well, I don't think that has much to do with how we train our police force, because otherwise they would all have to go to school and study cultural studies, because you're not going to learn in a couple hours. Can you repeat that question?
Sure. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'd say they're about the same. If not, they might be getting a little better.
And how often would you say you experience racist or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not often at all?
I mean, not often, but not often. Yeah, I'd say, like, just leaning towards the not often.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life?
Well, me personally, no. I wouldn't say it as much, at least explicitly. You know, there might be people with implicit bias or implicit discrimination against me for being a white male, but it's not explicit. Like, nobody's specifically saying it. Yeah.
Okay. From the options I have, what do you want me to mark down? Very often, often, not often, or not often at all?
Not often.
Okay. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I mean, I'd say we all have the same rights, but I would say the same.
And I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And you may use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Ron DeSantis, from 0 to 10. From 0 to 100, what do you choose?
I give him a 40.
Okay. What about Taylor Swift?
Oh, my Lord. A five.
The Democratic Party?
Huh?
The Democratic Party.
Fifty-three, 55.
Donald Trump.
15.
Kamala Harris.
30.
In the NAACP.
40.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I don't really have, I don't really have much of an opinion on them, but,
okay. What about Joe Biden?
I'd give him a 60.
I know that it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
I'd probably vote for Joe Biden again.
How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm worried, but I'm more concerned about it, but not worried. Like it doesn't really impact me. I look white, am white, so yeah, it doesn't really, it's not something I worry about, but it is, can be a little concerning that people can be a little radical.
Okay. From the options that I have, what do you want me to mark down for you? I have somewhat worried, or not so worried, or not worried at all.
Not so worried.
Now, I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Here's the first one. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree. Yeah.
Okay. What about the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans?
What are the options again?
Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
And the question was if I agree with it.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans. Do you strongly agree with this statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Yeah, I disagree. I don't think so. Yeah, it's all cultural. I know successful Black people, and as long as you don't fall into the culture, and culture has a lot to do with the impact of whole society. But if you change the culture, you change the behavior, and you can see that in many different religions.
So, do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Disagree. Yeah.
Strongly or somewhat?
I'd say more strongly.
The other one says, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
And the question is if I think it's a threat to jobs right now?
It says here, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Do you strongly agree with the statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Oh, it's definitely a threat to jobs, but it doesn't mean it's a bad thing. So, but yeah, it's still the question. I would strongly agree. Just like the Industrial Revolution was a threat to farmer jobs in the late 1700s, where 98% of the population was a farmer. Here, 200 years later, it's less than 2% of the population. It was a threat to the farmers, but overall to the economy, it was a net positive. So, but the question is it a threat? So yes, it is a threat to jobs, but not a bad thing. So I would strongly agree it's a threat.
The other one says the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
No.
You're breaking up, sir. Can you please repeat that?
Yes. Sorry. I would strongly disagree. I believe in a free market.
Okay. The other one says, America's diversity makes it stronger. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree. Diversity teaches us a lot.
Racist against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree. It's a problem,
abortion access should be legally protected, right, in this country.
Only if males have the same right to say to not be, like, for example, child support, because if it's only her choice to have the abortion, then the male should have the choice too. It's just their body, we can't control it, but I don't agree unless males get more rights on that.
So do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Agree means to protect their rights.
Oh, this is what the station says. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement?
Somewhat disagree.
In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campus and in employment? Do you strongly support this, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Should we protect? No, I don't think we should be doing that. Yeah.
So do you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Somewhat oppose it.
I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me if you agree with one the most. Statement A says parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our schools' libraries can carry. Statement B says our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books of both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalize peoples whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBT+. Which statement do you agree with more?
Oh, okay. Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes. Statement A says, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our schools, libraries can carry. Statement B says, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you agree with more?
I'd say I somewhat agree.
Statement A or B?
It's a choice A or B. The first one is that the parents should have the authority to kind of dictate what their children learn in school, like kind of like learning about the LGBTQ. And the other one is that they should be shown like diverse books from different opinions from both sides.
Yes, sir.
That's a good question. Okay, so I'll probably go. Yeah, I kind of agree with the first one, and I kind of
strongly
agree
or somewhat agree.
I somewhat agree with the first one, and I also somewhat agree with the other one.
Okay, but from the choices I have, which one do you want me to mark down for you? Statement A, strongly agree. Or statement A, somewhat agree. Statement B, strongly agree. Or statement B, somewhat agree.
I'm going to go with B.
Now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each statement using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you extremely important to you, the statement. 5 meaning is somewhat important, and 0 meaning the statement is not important at all. Here's the first one. A strong military. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Oh, you're asking a military veteran. Interesting. I'm going to be on the higher part of the scale for me. I'd say, well, we're already the most... We're already the most powerful, so.
From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Enough, 9.
What about religious freedom?
Well, I'm not religious, but it's important for people to believe whatever they want, so I'd say right in the middle of 5, so.
Traditional family values.
Oh, that's a 10 for me.
A fair and equitable court system.
10.
Quality K-12 education.
10.
Affordable health care.
Not at the government's expense, so 3.
Free and fair elections.
Oh, yeah, that's a 10.
Secure borders.
8.
And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made how we make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you somewhat agree. 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. And you can choose any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. America's democratic institution have come under several attacks in the last 5 years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not yet be at risk, this is a slippery slope. And if we do not stand up now and eventually, all of us will have access and less freedom and less power to change things that our parents. From 0 to 10, what do you choose for this statement?
Can you read just the first sentence of that one again?
Yes, America's democratic institutions have come under attack several times.
Yeah.
In the last five
years.
Ten. And the other one says, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe and resources and can access affordable high education that can bring the gap from communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10. Education is the most important thing.
Sometimes over a course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that you're extremely going to vote.
Yeah, 10, I have to. Yeah, it's my duty.
And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was the most responsible for your change in motivation?
I did say I was going to, but I don't think I said I didn't, did I?
I cannot recall, sir. Going back to the question, which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation?
Oh, it's really about the economy.
It's really about the economy?
Yeah, I'd say economy was like it's always going to be the most important thing. Like, our economy's got to be strong. We need to be in an age of growth. Not in a near like recession with super high interest rates. And yeah, it's really just about the economy. That's what's most important for me in an election.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A master's degree.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Unmarried.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Independent.
From the choices that I have, what do you want me to mark down? I have very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No. No way at all.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much.
Perfect.
Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. And then which organization were you with again?
The name of the survey is National Opinion Survey.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, perfect. That was all.
Okay.
Normally I would have just hung up on you, but yeah, I just figured I'd give it a shot, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your opinion. You have yourself a great night. Thank you again, sir.
Thank you. All right, you too. Bye.